opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
We stumbled as if it were dark. Among the living, we were like the dead. We looked for justice, but it never came. We looked for rescue, but it was far from us. So he, himself, stepped in to save us with his strong arm and his justice to sustain him.
And we help here at the Jefferson State of Mind. Good morning, Jeffersonians. This is the Jefferson State of Mind. It is your Jefferson State of Mind, and it is a beautiful day here.
It is a beautiful, rainy, give us some weather and show us some water kind of day.
It is. We played a different part of that song this morning.
We did.
Just to kind of show you. There are other great parts of that song if you ever look it up.
It is our last Saturday here.
It is. We are moving to Sunday, so it's a different day, but it's at the same time.
Same time, 8 to 9.
Yes, and I think they did that for me, so I wouldn't show up an hour earlier, an hour late. Although I'll probably still show up next Saturday on accident.
We did.
So, yes, we are moving to Sunday starting next week. So next Saturday, if you tune in at 8 in the morning...
You're going to get Dave and Ernie.
You're going to get Dave and Ernie, which is always wonderful. We love Dave and Ernie, but you're not going to get us.
Yeah, they got good stuff on there.
They do. They really do. So if you're in the local area.
And Sunday, it's going to be dynamite on KCNR.
It is. Robert, what has been going on Sundays all month?
Well, let's see. Sunday, starting at 8 to 9, you've had Linda Kent and myself, and we've been hammering the good old local Shasta County issues. And then you've had Sovereign Minds from 9 to 11 covering a slew of stuff and great stuff. And now you're going to get State of Jefferson from 8 to 9. And then 9 to 11, you're going to get a Sovereign Minds and maybe a mix of some little bit of other stuff local going on. And then We the People will be coming back on Sunday afternoon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's
nice.
I believe from noon to 2.
Good, good. I know that a lot of people were asking about that. They're like, what's happening to We the People? So we're getting it back.
Sunday's going to be dynamite.
Sunday's going to be the new Friday.
Sunday will be the... Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Or it could be the new Monday. Wait, it's the old
Monday. No. We don't want it to be Monday. I don't like Mondays.
Well, technically, Sunday is the old Monday.
Well, but I don't like Mondays.
Well, it's the first day of the week.
Well, no, not for me. The first day of the week is like a Thursday, because that's when I'm finally cognitive and realize it's another week.
Wow, I have no idea what kind of calendar that is.
You have kids. You totally understand. Come on.
I don't even know what days are.
What is a day?
Yeah. Like my buddies are like, hey, man, it's the weekend. And I'm like, what's that?
Yeah. Do we sleep in on weekends? Is that what happens?
Yeah.
What is that? My kid was up at like 6 this morning. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Go back to your room. But yes, this is a Jefferson State of Mind, our last day on Saturday. So mark your calendars. Put reminders in your phone. Set your alarm clocks.
Or if you can't listen to us on Sundays, we've had some people tell us that Saturday works for them. We are archived, and the brand spanking shiny new just came out, got its butt slapped, and started crying. ShastaLantern.com is up and running, and you can go to ShastaLantern.com, go to the header there, and click radio links, and you will find links to our show and Sovereign Minds, and just click Jefferson State of Mind, and all of our shows are there archived. And
Sovereign Minds are there as well.
They are, and others will be added. We're looking to add Agenda 21's radio show, Chris Ann Hall's Constitutional radio shows.
For those who don't know who Chris Ann Hall is, she is a spokesman, really, for state sovereignty, for anything constitutional. She actually travels the country and will give seminars. She's got great DVDs and books out. She's so knowledgeable. I'm always impressed whenever I hear.
Yeah, just these little nuggets of constitutional wisdom fall out wherever she goes.
And wasn't she trained as a lawyer?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, usually those two words don't go together, but in this instance, they most absolutely do.
Yeah, absolutely fascinating.
Yeah.
And makes it interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for you and I, it's kind of easy. We're a couple of history and, you know, constitutional nerds, but for, your average guy, she even makes it interesting for them.
She does, yeah.
So we're going to be looking to link her radio shows to our website. And Jess Lehner, you're going to be able to get all kinds of great local info, state info, without the spin, without the nonsense. You know, we'll endeavor to save the nonsense for our editorial pages, which will be fun and spicy.
I would say spicy is definitely the word for it. They're always spicy.
Yeah. Verbal warfare. So.
Oh, my goodness.
So. But no, we're looking forward to all of that good stuff, and
just in time for the holiday season.
Yeah, how Turkey Day go?
For me,
mm-hmm.
Which Turkey Day? We had three meals in 2 days. I haven't eaten since. But it was very good. We had turkey one day, and then for lunch the next day we had a smoked ham.
Mm.
Oh, homegrown ham too. Like they slaughtered him a couple weeks ago. Oh, it was delicious. I was just like, oh, I love you guys.
Yeah.
Then we had turkey again the next meal. So yeah,
there's nothing like home raised food. It is. It's delicious. Mine went pretty well. I was with the in-laws this Turkey Day, and
you were cooking too, weren't you?
I only did one dish. I did green beans with bacon and toasted pecans with mushrooms and garlic. So, a little southern in me. So, but you know, it went really well, and we're off and running for the holiday run.
We are.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's what, 3 weeks till Christmas? Is that how it works this year? Or is it four?
Well, it's 28 days from Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but it's going to be a long 3.5 weeks.
Yeah.
Because of the way that
we've got a little bit
December falls.
Go. And we actually had State of Jefferson teams here in Shasta County out for Black Friday, handing out information in the parking lots.
I know everywhere I went, people were like, yeah. So
there you go.
It totally was good.
Yeah.
But there's one thing I wanted to say. And I'm totally blanking. Oh, yes. For those of you who are unaware of the state gun laws right now, if you want to get a handgun before the new laws take effect in January, you basically need to go buy one this week or next week.
Yeah, get her done.
Because you have a 10-day waiting period once it actually gets here. So if any of you are inclined to use firearms or wish to use firearms in the future, you have about a 2-week window before pretty much every firearm or handgun new in the state is no longer legal.
Yeah, it is. They're greatly reducing the ability to have weapons. And if you're not inclined to use a handgun or carry a handgun, that's good. And just remember the criminal that'll mug you is inclined to use one.
Mm-hmm. And they're not going to have special button releases or loaded indicators. That's the one that killed me.
But that's the law. How can they have those things if it's not... If it's against the law.
Well, don't you know? Criminals don't follow the law, no matter how many of them you make.
Is that what makes them criminals to begin with?
It might be.
I'm so confused.
Maybe we should write an article on that to really explain the criminal mindset.
Yes, the definition of criminal. Anyways, we've got a caller on the line, but we do got to cut out to break if she can hold for a couple of minutes. We'll be right back to you, Lydia.
This is the Jefferson State of Mind. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in at 605-4567 or visit us online in our chat room, which is always hopping at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. and check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
In the air, and when I think of a pumpkin latte, I think of Tobacco and Brew and Espresso Joe's. Holiday season is among us. Thinking of a hostess gift or perhaps something for a coworker? Tobacco and Brew carries a wonderful selection of coffee beans, loose tea leaves, and coffee and tea accessories. Tobacco and Brew, locally owned and operated, has been so supportive of our community, so shop local. Check out the largest humidor in the North State. New brands and your favorites always in stock. Tobacco and Brew, and so much more. Open 7 days a week. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
A great commercial. You finished? You didn't mention, though, that Tobacco and Brew really supports veterans' issues and the veterans right here in Redding and Shasta County. In fact, hop in the truck. Let's head on down there.
Okay, let's go.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, we're moving on up to the side.
We are moving on up. We're moving on up to Sunday.
Yeah,
we
are.
So we're going to have to remind you every single time. That's a good song.
I used to love that
song. I like
show.
That. I totally started dancing. I'm like, yeah, we can wake up to this every morning.
All right, let's get to our caller.
Yes, good morning, Lydia. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, and thank you both for everything you folks do for Jefferson and also for the Constitution.
Oh.
And I just wanted to tell you that a few weeks ago we went to the Liberty Tour.
Mm-hmm.
It was fantastic. We saw Chris Ann Hall on Skype. There was Sheriff Richard Mack, Paul Preston. We just had a wonderful time, and I wish I could remember all the people that gave such marvelous talks. One thing I did want to mention to both of you, I know you are for the Constitution, and Sheriff Richard Mack is a constitutional sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
He's a marvelous man, and he has written a book called Are You a David? And it tells a lot about the Constitution, about what our regulations are. The sheriffs have, but constitutional sheriffs can do a lot for the American people.
Yes, they can.
And they are, it is something really everyone really ought to read to find out just where we stand in regard to our laws. And the sheriff has proved a lot of times that the people are being run over by all these bureaucrats and laws that are going on, and the constitutional sheriffs can help out, and they have done so in Clyde Bundy's affair that he had with the BLM. And anyway, it's just a marvelous book to read, and I think everyone ought to have one in their home.
Well, thank you. I didn't know that he had written a book.
He has, and it's fantastic.
Awesome.
Anyway,
thanks again, Lydia.
You guys are doing a great job, and we'll look for you next week on Sunday.
All right, well, thank you.
Awesome.
Okay, bye-bye now.
And, you know, she's absolutely right. A constitutional sheriff, any sheriff, has an immense amount of power.
Oh, yeah.
And if they're willing to exercise it, there's a lot of good that they can do. There's a lot of harm they can do, too.
Oh, yes.
And
well, that's where you a lot of people kind of think that your sheriff, well, he has to kowtow to the state.
Mm-mm.
No, he's actually a higher constitutional authority than state officials.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about the federal government? Oh, well, he can kick those out, too, now that we think about it. So,
well, technically, your sheriff is your highest constitutional authority
in the entire county. Yeah, he's the president of your county, basically. So that's why it's very important that you keep track of what your sheriff is doing and that you elect sheriffs who have your rights in mind.
Mm-hmm. And you help him to understand the constitutional leverage that he does have.
Exactly. Exactly. And that brings us to kind of a national point. Sacramento County, they had two deputies that were killed down there 3 weeks ago now, a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Killed by an illegal alien.
And that did was a hit. You know that, right?
Really?
Yeah, that was the
clip. I haven't been following it too closely.
Well, the two officers that were killed, one of them was a member of, I can't remember the exact wording, but it's the problem unit. Basically, he was an officer that's part of a unit that targets specific problems like gangs, drugs, and cartels.
Oh, interesting.
And
like the gang task force.
I've got a buddy that's a sergeant down there in the police force. We used to camp together and stuff. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen him a long time, but I talked to him, and there was a hit by the cartel. That was a message to the county of Sacramento, back off.
Very interesting, because the sheriff has reacted by putting up a video on YouTube. So if you want to look that up, it's Sacramento County Sheriff talking about immigration reform to President Obama.
Yeah.
Basically saying it falls on your shoulders, buddy.
You look at the record of this guy and who he is and the ties that he has. There's no way, shape, or form that guy should have been in our country.
Yeah.
Absolutely no way.
The one who was the perpetrator, the one who killed the cops. Yeah.
You know, and you look at the whole way that it went down. He had a female with him. It was a complete setup. She distracted the officers while it was going, and then he executed the hit.
Unbelievable.
And that's what's coming to California, ladies and gentlemen. The cartels, it's going to be, you know, if you're not paying attention to what's going on in Mexico, maybe we'll run some articles on it in the Lantern.
Yeah.
But there's people being beheaded in the streets. They stack piles of heads in the street as a message to the citizens that the cartel is running things. And that's what's coming in. And our politicians, Jerry Brown especially, are inviting these people in.
Yeah. Well, if you create chaos, it allows your legislative bodies to pass laws in order to create greater control. And again, as we said earlier, with the gun laws, if you want a handgun, go get it now, because you have about 2 weeks before you can't. They want control, but they're only going to gain control of those who are going to obey the law. Criminals are criminals for a reason, and that's the way that it is. And you can't rely on the established media, because they're not talking about what happened down in Sacramento County. They mentioned it for a day or two, and that's about it. Mm-hmm. But you're hearing about Ferguson.
Yeah.
You're hearing all about that, and the cop did what he needed to do to survive.
Yeah,
we both kind of just threw our hands out like, hello, people.
Yeah,
you know?
The evidence is pretty clear. To say that it was a shoot over racism or anything, it's stupid.
It is.
I look at the evidence of what happened. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to get into any specifics.
So go look up the actual police reports. Go look up the eyewitness reports. Mm-hmm. Go look up the actual autopsy reports. Yeah. You know, go look it up. Don't rely on the media, please.
Yeah. And, you know, how come there's no mention that several members of the grand jury were black? Why is there no... I guess those are racist black
people. That would be racist, Robert.
Yeah.
You can't throw it in there in order to justify your cause.
Well,
don't you know this?
And even if this was a clear cut of malfeasance by the grand jury, which it is in no way is, what is burning down your own neighborhood and robbing your
Thank
own
you.
Neighbors got never, to do with anything?
That is not a way to remember somebody. If
and
let's
not,
say
they're not protesters, they're looters.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Yeah. Hello, media in America. They're not protesters. They're not undocumented shoppers.
Well, that's
they're
what one person
looters.
Down
thieves.
In San Francisco, they had their protest yesterday, and my friend who lives down there, she actually had to go home from work early. They closed the business down because they were breaking windows, and it wasn't a safe environment. And one thing that one of the ladies on pointed out when this person posted a video on Facebook of all the cop cars running up and down the streets and whatnot, one of her friends actually commented and said, "These are not protesters. These are anarchists that are doing this."
Mm-hmm.
The protesters usually are rather peaceful. They'll walk down the street with their signs and they'll try and get awareness out. The people who are violent usually are not the protesters.
No. And they're not even usually from the area.
Thank you.
We've heard
Dan Johnson from Panda
has been on the ground in Missouri covering this. And, you know, one of the things that he said about Ferguson is a lot of this is not the community people. The people that actually live in the community have been very peaceful. They've been trying to protect their own community. And a lot of this that's going on is outside agitators or it's gang members bleeding over from St. Louis figuring this is just a free pass to rob, loot, and steal. You know, they've had Black Panthers that have been bussed in to agitate for riots. They've had the Communist Party trucked down from Chicago to actively try
And he has video. He has pictures. He has all of that. He's got the evidence sitting right there.
Yeah. And this is information that you will not get from the mainstream media that we're going to be bringing to you now through the Shasta Lantern. And it's going to take us a minute to get some content up there, but we're filling it. And, you know.
And we need your help, too. If there's a story going on in your area, I know that we have people listening from all over the state and probably in other states as well at this point.
ShastaLantern@gmail.com.
Yep. You know, send us that information. We'll look into it. Yeah. We really will, because there. A lot of times we think that, oh, we're the only city that's having this issue, or the only county, or Nevada can't have the same problems that California has. Oh, nonsense.
Oh, yeah.
Nonsense. Yes, we all have the same problems. They're trying to divide us. And what we really need
How much
need
did you hear about the thing going on at Sierra Army Depot where there was arrests made up there because they were selling military equipment out the back gate? Who heard about that?
Robert, what? We're not supposed to tell people that.
Well, I report some news.
It reports some
news,
guys.
That's what we're
guys.
Here for. Right? So, you know, and getting back to the Sacramento thing, because it is endemic of what is going on in California, is, and here's the rub, is they hold up, I guess what you would call a good illegal immigrant, somebody that's come here to try and work and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is why are we doing the disservice to that person?
Exactly.
Of them not being able to become a citizen. It's the same question we've been asking all along. Why is it so difficult to become a citizen? I'm not for blanket amnesty. Oh, you broke the law. Okay, here you go. You're a citizen. But back when immigrants were flooding into this country by the thousands, we could process thousands of immigrants a day at Ellis Island without the help of computers or phones or technology.
I think a lot of that has to do with our economy has changed. Because by and large, a lot of the immigrants that come in, they don't have technology degrees. They don't have anything like that. So they're going to go into the lower paying jobs. And you have to be careful how many you flood in, or else you could have Depression era style things going on. But on that note, there is almost, 4.5-5 million people waiting on the actual legal list?
Well,
why don't we expedite those before we
If you could go to Ellis Island back in the day and get processed in a day or two, why, with all of the technology and all the capabilities do we have, does it take years to process someone for citizenship? They've intentionally broken the system. And you take that immigrant that wants to come here and work hard, he should be able to go apply, be vetted, and, you know, yes or no, you can become a citizen very rapidly.
But if we were to do it that way, and we're just brain farting now, we're just getting off on tangents, but if you were to do it that way, you would have to have the social structure set up to where you have to have a job for a year or something like that, to where you have to come here, like with New Zealand, for example. If you are an immigrant to New Zealand, you have to have a patron. Somebody has to say, I vet this person. They're going to come here. They're going to work here. After a year or two that they've had the job, then they file the paperwork for full citizenship. But who's to say that they're not going to do that, then bring their entire family and everybody go on welfare? Just to play devil's advocate. I'm not saying that they do that, but, you know.
That is the problem. And then you're getting into the elephant in the room.
Because that one. The one over there in the corner?
The big one. Yeah. Because what, in truth, in a free market capitalist system, immigration and growth are fantastic for the economy.
They are.
But when you have a captured economy, a socialized and run economy like we do.
We're not a free market economy.
We're not a free market economy. No. Haven't been since the
20s. Yeah, it would go back. Definitely before the 40s, because that's when they froze all the inflation, and that's when you get the health benefits that came in, and now we're just all messed up.
Yeah, well, it was Woodrow Wilson originally that started the socialist agenda for our
economy. He was progressive.
Oh, he was huge. He was bad.
Yeah.
And, but you look at it, and if the immigrants come on and then they attach to the system and they become takers instead of makers, then you have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But in a free market system, immigrants are good.
Yeah.
You know, it helps to grow.
Well, going back to your historical idea of that is there was no welfare or subsidized housing for immigrants up until 1960s.
No, there was poor people.
Really.
And no, there was just reality. There's poor people.
Yeah.
I did.
And there's nothing wrong with being poor. My grandparents just got back from a trip down in South America where they were building houses and things like that for these people. And I was looking at those pictures, and they're so clean, and their houses are clean, and they have pride. Mm-hmm. Where is that in America with our poverty-stricken folks? I mean, come on. Well, it just is a different type of social mentality, and it's something that I think that we need to get back to. But
well,
we will
come back.
One of the
best things about being poor is it teaches you don't want to be poor.
Yeah. Well, for example, yesterday I'm hanging Christmas lights on the tree, right? And then, you know, the little balls that you put on the tree. And we didn't have any of those hooks for the Christmas tree balls. And I'm like, how do I put these on the tree? Because they're one of those really tiny hold ones. So I go and get a paper clip, and I just folded them out and made hooks with that. And I'm like, Jeff, I'm so glad we were poor.
Yeah.
I figured this out in 10 seconds.
Yeah. And
it teaches you to think about things differently. You don't have to go out and buy the Christmas tree hooks. Just unfold a paper clip and you're good. Your kid's going to pull it off the tree anyway.
And that's part of the problem. It just becomes endemic you get this, the laws of unintended consequences.
How are somebody else going to fix it for
me? One of the reasons that our immigration system is broken is because another elephant in the room is if we allow all of our farm labor to become citizens, they get minimum wage and nobody can afford to buy food. So where do you go with that? You know, you're not about to find the progressives that have pushed the agenda stand up and go, hey, everybody, minimum wage is a bad idea.
Especially as we're leaping it up to, what, $10 an hour starting?
15 in most places, San Francisco,
Seattle. Because of the higher cost of living, but statewide it's only 10.
Yeah.
I think.
Increasing minimum wage doesn't give anybody more money. It just raises the prices of everything.
Your economic model is flawed, and we'll discuss that over the break.
Very Keynesian.
Very Keynesian, yes. Yeah. This is the Jefferson State of Mind. Feel free to call in at any time at 605-4567 or visit us online in our chat room at kcnr1460.com.
Divide. Join me here on KCNR 1460 AM at 6 p.m. on Thursday nights for On the Spot with Linda Bott. You'll hear wonderful interviews with musicians, artists, winemakers, chefs, business owners, and designers, just to name a few. Girls just want to have fun, and we do. Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here with On the Spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, and Wind River Casino and Hotel.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We would like to invite you to join us December 14th at 2 o'clock for the Northern California Christmas for the Troops program, the Homeward Bound Christmas. We're going to have live music with the Lou White Band, a great barbecue, and we're going to be packing 400 boxes and sending these boxes overseas to our military personnel across the world. Please join us if you'd like to give us a call. The phone number is 222-2282. Help us make a Merry Christmas for our military personnel around the world.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning, Jeffersonians. We are back, and we are so spicy this morning.
Yeah, a little.
I had hot chocolate this morning. I'm kind of tweaking over here.
I need some of
my eyes twitching.
I need some of my Mexican coffee. You know what? The cartel's showing up. That ought to be easy. A little Sinaloan sugar. Oh, and it is a rainy fun day here in Reading.
It's been raining. It rained. Started raining yesterday. It kind of sprinkled. Yeah,
it's been
and then
steady.
Last night when I went to bed, it was just drizzling all night long. And I'm like, oh yes, it's winter.
Yeah,
finally
steady rain. I want some snow up top. That's what we really, really
need.
Oh,
up in the mountains, not here?
Yeah, we need to call PG&E and talk to them about that and say, hey, snow. We need snow. Oh.
Well, we got snow in Reading last year.
Yeah.
It usually happens every 5-6
years.
That
was weird snow.
It kind of was, yeah.
It was weird snow.
Hunter was all like, what are you doing? When I put him in his little snowsuit, he looks like the snowman, you know, with his arms sticking out like the penguin. Plop him in this wet stuff. He's just like, why?
Yeah.
Why are you doing this? You usually get mad when I do this.
Next time it snows like that, crumple it into a ball and light it on fire.
Oh, yeah. Because there was, that was, probably shouldn't have stuck him in the snow in hindsight.
Yeah, weird snow.
Weird snow.
No.
But we should probably move into some local stuff. We've kind of been bloviating a bit on state and Fed. And
it's that kind of day. It's the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Days.
You know, we still got the tryptophan hangover going on. Just kind of
still on turkey high.
Yeah, we're here.
What is it about turkey that makes you so tired?
Tryptophan.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Is that natural in turkey or is that
naturally occurring hormone?
Really?
I wish they made it in little pills for children. Here you go.
Yeah, Hunter wouldn't touch the turkey, so we're all falling asleep, and he's just like, didn't help that everybody had pie, you know?
Yeah.
And so he ate pie, and then he ate my pie, and then the cranberry sauce. Oh, Lord of mercy.
Well, if your kid's anything like my kid, they feed off people, too. The more people, it's like up the energy level goes, and they're just like, wow, look at all the people.
And then he's flying into the tree. Ah, flying squirrel. Yeah, the kids, children, my word.
Well, let's see. Last Saturday, we weren't here.
Oh, yeah. Back to that local stuff. We weren't here last Saturday. We were at a
Nuts and Bolts.
A Nuts and Bolts. That's what we call our State of Jefferson State Committee, really. You know, where we talk and we bring all the heads of the counties together and we talk about what's working and what's not working.
Yeah, and I think we ended up with 14 counties represented.
All but... I didn't bring my notes with me. Well, All but four.
Lassen didn't make it because they were sick.
Uh-huh.
Sierra didn't make it.
Lake
Lake
made
was
it.
There.
I think it was Colusa that didn't make it. And
Colusa.
Mendocino.
It was Humboldt.
Humboldt
couldn't make it. But everybody else was there out of the 19 counties that we're looking at. And it was
and over 50 people.
Yeah. It was a fantastic time. You know, with all the representatives and a lot of brainstorming and, you know, hearing some of the war stories of members of the different counties.
And you will not believe some of the stories that people have of things that your elected officials say behind closed doors or what they do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, you're kidding me. What is this, high school?
Yeah, it is amazing to find out some of what goes on and what happens. And, you know, and then you get some of these guys from these counties where it's been very easy for them, and they've had very
they
good
walk
supervisors,
up and, say,
and it's like, what is your secret?
We elected good officials.
Yeah.
Dang it, we have to do that now?
Yeah, that's, and then you get, you know, some of these counties that are entrenched. You know, Shasta County is probably the number one problem child county for the State of Jefferson.
Well, we're always dysfunctional.
Well, it's...
Just look at the city. The city runs the county, and the city's the most dysfunctional thing I've seen in my life.
Well, it's the power structure here is so twisted and convoluted. Our politics are incestual. It is. Everybody is related to somebody else who's rubbing somebody else's back. You know, and it's like, holy wow, when you get into it.
We need to move. Hey.
Terry just wanted me to pass along Lake County and Colusa County were present.
Oh, they were.
At the Nuts and Bolts meeting, yes.
All right, so.
Okay, so it was Sierra, Lassen, Humboldt.
There was one more. Del Norte.
Del Norte County.
We're sorry, Colusa.
Yeah.
We're sorry. We know you were there. Yeah.
And Del Norte is getting geared up quietly. They're kind of getting, you know, looking for the next direction in the fight for them.
Well, some of those prison guards have realized that they were lied to.
Yeah.
Straight up, and they're kind of mad about that.
Yeah, and it is. It's been interesting to see what this is going on. But there's some fantastic things that have come out of the nuts and bolts. Some things we'll tell you about. Some things we won't because we're going to let it be a surprise. But
I like surprises.
One of the best things is, you know, we're not hearing the argument anymore. Oh, well, you can never afford to do this without California. People are starting to realize.
And there is an amazing calculator on jeffersondeclaration.net, on soj51.net, I believe. And if you click on it, you can actually change the data. Like, if you want a 1% income tax and a 5% sales tax, this calculator will put it through and tell you if your state is still viable.
Yeah, and
how
it'll tell
cool
you
is
what
that?
It'll tell you what the revenue is for the individual
exactly.
counties.
And so you can move counties in and out,
yeah,
depending on who you want
fund.
In your new state.
Yeah. And it's just absolutely California should have a financial model like this because then people
could
actually
because then people would know what's
yeah,
going
then
on.
They could understand what's going on instead of it, you know, scattered over 7 different agencies and 15 different reports that are monitored by 30 different people. That's all the financial data is right there in one place. Go look at it. Play with it. You know, you want a gas tax at 15 cents a gallon, set it at that and see what your county revenue looks like. Is
and it even has a debt model on it, too. So you can see when you're going to pay off the debt, how much per year goes to it, how much is left over for your slush fund.
What's your aggregate for your state? What's your county revenue? Is your education department funded?
Exactly. And he has a K-12 education model in there now, too.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so cool.
Go look at that.
Go
and
look
say
at
that,
it.
Yeah, and say that we can't afford to do our, you know,
and
sustain ourselves.
JeffersonDeclaration.net, SOJ51.net, and PlacerCountyForTheStateOfJefferson.com, I think it is. But yeah, they're all up there. Maybe we can even put it on Shasta Lantern, just on our Jefferson pages.
Yeah, I can find a link for it.
Yeah, we'll do that. So go to theShastaLantern.com in the next couple of days and go play with it.
And
it's
look
awesome.
At the numbers at zero corporate tax, zero
income. Well, it doesn't include corporate taxes.
Yeah.
There's no corporate taxes
even,
in there. You can't add it if you wanted to.
It's not even part of the model. And then go look at the fact that you can have a true 1% property tax, a 0% income tax, and like a 7% sales tax. Mm-hmm. Or no, it was a 5% sales tax and still be sustainable. Imagine a state where all you're paying is 5% sales tax, and you're still okay.
You're better
paying
off
for everything
than Oregon, because Oregon has high property.
It's ridiculous property tax. It's like 12 or 13% now.
Well, but they have no income. So when you compare those two,
well, yeah, they you know. Well, they have no income to have an income tax. I mean, Oregon's been hit pretty hard by the welfare bug.
Yeah.
So. It's bad. But, yeah, that's one of the fantastic things that came out of the nuts and bolts. State of Jefferson's going to be at Cal Expo, which is going to be huge.
January 11th through the 15th, I believe it is.
Yeah, and we're looking for volunteers to man the booth and walk and go have a good time. It is one of the largest outdoor sports shows in the country. It's massive. It ought to be a good time. And, plus, you get to go wander around and look at all the cool stuff and have a good time. So that's going to be going on. And let's see, what's the next meeting that's coming up? Is December 2nd, I believe, in Lakeport.
Yes.
So it is. It's December 2nd in Lakeport. I don't remember the exact time, but we'll be down there having a town hall and presentation, and that ought to be good because Lake County's looking very good, too.
They are.
It's...
And that's the thing that is very interesting. Is a lot of people go, oh, you're just a bunch of Republicans. And it's like, oh, God, don't call me that.
No.
But, yeah, you're just a bunch of Republicans who want a conservative state, yada, yada, yada. And it's like, no. Look at Lake County. There's 3 Democrats on there. And they're like, please don't leave us out.
Well, I'm one of those dirty and unclean. You know, I used to be the president of the Libertarian Party here in Shasta County. Which means, you know, the Republicans seem to think I'm a pot-smoking hippie, and the liberals think that I'm a gun-wielding corporate maniac trying to rob their children's trust fund.
Yeah.
So I'm used to getting beat up by both sides, and that's okay.
Well, that and you know, you're a white Protestant male. You know, you really don't have a chance.
No.
Just saying.
No.
But, yeah, there's a lot going on, and we're going to have a calendar up for you guys. On the Shasta Lantern, we're working on getting that in there.
We
lots
we
of nuances.
Have We have a calendar and that's malfunctioning at the moment, but we'll get it figured out. There's something in the code that's going a little bit awry. We've got the people working on it, and it's going to be fantastic because you're going to be able to click on the calendar, see the event, get a printable map,
yep.
Get all your details. If there's tickets to be purchased, you're going to be able to buy your tickets right there off of the calendar. You're going to have all of your info. It's going to be a fantastic resource to use, and we're going to filter as much community information on there as we can. So get it to us. Are you part of the Lions Club? Let us know when your pancake breakfasts are.
Mm-hmm.
Your fire department's having the spaghetti feed. You know, let us know. Whatever it may be, you know, we will get it on the community calendar because we want to be an actual resource to the community. We don't want to steer the community and their thought processes. We just want to give you information and let you decide for yourselves. You know, some of the things that are going on here locally, Tuesday night at City Hall, the new council members are going to be seated, and it ought to be a good show. Tuesday night, there's a lot of things on the agenda that are going to be going on, and we'll be bringing you that information and that report from what's going on, too.
Yeah.
So, we're really looking forward to it. And I do believe we better cut to another break.
We do. If you want to call in, you can call in at 605-4567 or visit us online in our chat room at kcnr1460.com. In there, we do have a link to that viability model. So if you want to play this morning, that is the best way to do it.
It is. It's fun, too.
Totally.
Low. No, lower the taxes. Lower. Lower. In tomorrow.
North State football fans, Nate Abarea here. What a season it's been here in the North State, and we got one more game for you. It's the D2 Northern Section Championship. This Saturday night, the reigning Kings, Reading's own Enterprise Hornets, host the Pleasant Valley Vikings of Chico. Reading Kia pregame show at 6:30, kickoff at 7. It's Enterprise and Pleasant Valley Saturday night on the North State's radio home for local football, KCNR 1460.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
So, Chris, December 9th, Haven's monthly Second Tuesday Club is meeting for lunch at Jersey Mike's Subs.
Lunch in a submarine? I didn't know we had a submarine in Reading.
It's a sub sandwich location, not a submarine in the water. Sorry, folks, she tries. Join us for lunch Tuesday, December 9th at Jersey Mike's on Browning Street next to Trader Joe's. Your support will allow Haven to continue to help thousands of animals with shelter and homes as Jersey Mike's kindly donates a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane's efforts.
I think lunch in a submarine would be really cool.
Maybe we could find you one and send you off on a tour for a really long time.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free one-month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why right here Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Well, we're moving on up, moving on up, to the south, to a day that's a poplar in the sky. We're moving on up, to the south, we finally got a piece of the pie.
We did get a piece of that pie, and when are we taking that pie, Robert?
Sunday, next Sunday.
On Sunday.
8 to 9.
Yes, indeed. We're moving to Sundays. That means you need to move to Sundays.
Yeah. And if you can't, go to ShastaLiner.com, click Radio Links, click Jefferson State of Mind, and there is all of our shows archived and ready
all the
to go.
Way back to the beginning. So if you want to just re-listen to us over the holidays, you can do that,
you
too.
You have no life.
And you have no life. It's true. How many hours would that be?
Although, you
40
know,
hours of listening to us?
You know that I think of it, some of my buddies and people and in-laws that I know would be preferable to listen to us. Yeah. Might avoid a couple of family fights. Yes. Actually, that is. That's more I think about it. It's a fantastic idea. Go make yourself a turkey sandwich, grab a beer, go hide in the garage and turn us on. It's a good idea. You'll come out smarter and safer.
And spicier, probably. So. Oh, that's funny.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. So we were just talking about the Jefferson viability model. I did put a link of it in the chat room. But if you have a pen and paper, I'm going to tell you what it is right now. Now that you got the pen and paper, it is www.soj51.net/finances.html.
Mm-hmm. Go play with it.
So go play with it. It's
yes.
fun.
And quit trying to move the property tax from 1%. You can't do it because property tax stays at 1%. And no, we don't need a Proposition 13 to make that so, because that'll be in the Constitution. It's 1% and going to stay 1% and not going to move from 1% because it's 1% because we like 1% because 1% is fair, so leave the 1% alone. But
we don't
want to
talk
else.
About the 1%, though, Robert.
Oh, yeah.
That's 1%. A catchphrase.
The 1%.
Yes.
Dun, 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 dun. Well... I'm not even going to get going on that.
I'm like, no, we only have 10 minutes and we haven't even talked about Turtle Bay yet.
Yeah, I'm not even...
That was the one thing we agreed that we would talk about this morning before the show. Yeah. We're like, what should we talk about? We really need to talk about the Turtle Bay land deal. Okay.
Why?
Well, now we got 10 minutes
left. I don't want to talk about the Turtle Bay.
You don't want to talk about it anymore?
I'm so tired of the Turtle Bay land deal.
Right.
You know, and every time we talk about the Turtle Bay land deal, I get insulted by the mayor. You know,
you do. He treats you like you're like 5 years old and that you should have known. And
you don't live in Gotham. Wow.
I think we do.
Yeah, I do. And, you know, for those people that know me, you know that my brain's kind of like an arcade. It's like an amusement ride sometimes. So here I am.
The ping pong ball going everywhere.
So I'm sitting there and you know, Bassetti goes, oh, you know, we're not living in Gotham. And instantly my brain's off and running, you know, picturing who the different people are. We've got, you know, Rick Bassetti flipping his coin as Two-Face and Mr. MacArthur over there is the Penguin.
Yes.
And, you know, Francie Sullivan's Poison Ivy. You know,
yeah.
Tim DuVernay's over there is the Riddler.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That's actually really good.
Starman's
so who's Batman and Robin? Jones and Cad?
Jones and Cad.
Jones. Which one's Batman?
Well, I would say
Jones
is kind of Batman.
And I don't see him wearing red and green.
As scary as the thought of Gary Cad in those green underwear is, I guess he would be kind of Robin. You know, and then you've got Starman over there as the Joker. You know, so by the, you know, within a split second of that uttering from Bassetti's mouth, here's
Bane?
My whole brain.
Oh, ooh, we need. Would that be Starman?
That would be Starman. Yeah, I can see Starman in the mask. Oh, I am here to destroy your city and bring vengeance upon you. You know. And we're—I swear—we're not trying to insult anybody. I'm just explaining to you how my brain works. And Bassetti said it, so it's kind of his fault because, you know, he said that, and my brain was just off and running.
It would make a good. Yeah, Bob!
Thank you, Bob. But you look at some of the things that are going on, and you kind of wonder if it's not out of a bad comic book.
I mean, you can't make it up. You just can't.
And then Tuesday night, City Council is actually going to be looking at using Rick Bassetti as a negotiator for labor negotiations.
You're kidding. Well, he has to, wait, no. He's kidding. Stepping down on Tuesday. Tuesday, well, him and Jones are bouncing.
Yes, but they're looking at hiring him.
Pete's sake, you're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding. It is. It's
you
like
can't
this,
make it up.
It's like a bad dime store crime novel. It's like, holy crap. It is. It's hilarious.
And the new mayor is
Well, they're
going to
decide that. They're going to decide that Tuesday night. That's what I mean. Tuesday night is dynamite. Okay.
Would it
I
be
mean,
Francie Sullivan's turn to be mayor?
Yeah, I think she's mayor in the interim. And then Brent Weaver would become vice mayor.
Mayor pro tem.
Well, no, he had the highest vote count.
Yeah, mayor pro tem.
So that's third place.
Yeah.
So MacArthur would be vice mayor.
I don't know. That's what they're going to that's reorganizing the city. You see, say what you will about Reading.
They typically, I believe, have done it by rotation, seniority, that
but
sort
then,
of thing.
But then Jones and Cad, they flip that. So I don't know. Are they going to go back to
rotation
the original?
Wise, I think it should be MacArthur, then Sullivan, then Cad.
Well, Sullivan's never been mayor, has she? Or am I wrong about that? Because MacArthur,
that was
she was supposed
time,
to be, but and then it got all rotated. I don't know. It's all out of whack.
MacArthur's been mayor once.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So
okay.
Or would it be Gary Cad should be?
No, because he's not even on the placemat right now. And it's going to be 4-1 for the next 2 years.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Because I think we may have one new councilman that's a little bit smarter than that.
You mean Schrader?
And I didn't say that. And then we have another councilman who I'm pretty sure has further political ambitions. And, you know, may not be smart enough themselves, but as, you know, the handlers maybe. So, anyways, getting back to the point, Tuesday night is going to be fantastic. Because say what you will about Reading and its citizens, we are very passionate and love our politics. It's sport here in Reading. Blood sport.
I was about to say, it's like gladiators. Which brings us back to that hockey idea that you had.
Yes. Yes, we do. Yeah, we do need an ice rink. I think people would actually pay to an ice rink.
I would.
I would pay $6-7.
Especially on a 110-degree day.
Yeah, go watch a hockey game. Go take the kids ice skating. You know, build something useful. You know, a Sheraton Hotel in the middle of nowhere. Okay, here's this beautiful Sheraton Hotel. You're going to bring the family there. And say that you even do go to Turtle Bay to see the porcupine. Okay, because I'm sorry. I am not against Turtle Bay. I think it could be a fantastic thing. But if you can't figure out why people aren't showing up there, it's because nobody wants to spend $100 on the family to go see nothing. There's nothing there to see.
Yeah. Well, they do have a Civil War exhibit there right now. I have to do a shameless plug on that one, okay. Being a Civil War reenactor. But they do have it. They do have some exhibits that come and go, but a lot of them is like, I am not spending $12 for my 2-year-old to... $14. I thought that was for an adult.
$14.
Yeah. Oh.
So, yeah.
Well, no wonder
okay,
we have to raise
here you are.
Away.
You bring your family to the Sheraton, okay, and spend $200 a night to do what?
Or more.
Go see Turtle Bay. Okay, and then you've gone and seen Turtle Bay. What do you do next? What do you do then?
Yeah, because there's nothing within walking distance, really.
Where do you go to get a meal? If you don't want to spend, you know, $25-$30 a plate at the Sheraton restaurant.
Yeah.
Where do you go?
One person in the chat room says, you go home. I love you guys.
Yeah. And it's not that I'm not about helping Turtle Bay or anything like that, but build something useful. Build something that'll bring some generate some revenue. Something that'll people go to. Build an ice rink. It'll make money.
It would make money. I really like it. I really do.
Yeah.
So. Oh, man. We're at the end of the hour again. How did that go by so fast?
1 minute tour last Saturday.
Mama Brown saying, go to the river trail and feed the ducks.
Yeah, I'm going to spend $200 a night to do that. Just reality, people.
Yeah. So. This is the Jefferson State of Mind. This is our last days on Saturday. So, what are you going to do next week? You're going to Sunday morning.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. I love that music. It's awesome.
Tune in to Dave and Ernie.
Yeah, David Ernie's going to take our spot here. So Sundays 8 to 9. Visit theshastalantern.com. Get involved. Go do something. Get off the couch and go splash in a puddle because it's raining outside and we can do that. How about that one?
Yeah, go polish your brass knuckles and sharpen your cleats because we're going to City Hall.
Indeed. This is the Jefferson State of Mind, and it's time to make it yours, Jeffersonians.
Have a good one.
This is KCNR Shasta Ready.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Still no word on casualties in Kabul, Afghanistan. That's where three Taliban suicide bombers attacked the building. One was killed by officials. The other blew himself up. Another still inside the building. Two young boys buried in snow by a snowplow driver in Newburgh, New York, able to survive thanks to a small air pocket and a rescue led by police officer Brandon Rolla.
As the snow kept coming off, you started to see more and more movement. Then you started to hear the voices, and it was just a very great feeling.
The boys, cousins aged 9 and 11, had been building a snow fort in a parking lot when the plow operator unknowingly pushed snow over them. Pro football star Ray Rice has won his appeal of the NFL commissioner's indefinite suspension of him. Ruth Glenn, the executive director of the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence, says it sends out the wrong message.
It minimizes the seriousness of it. It's not taken seriously. And that individuals and or institutions.